Good morning, brothers and sisters. I need to be timed. Thank the Lord that He gave me the opportunity to go to Africa to have a missionary trip.
Yeah. 所以也感谢主啊，劳伦斯弟兄写着这些诗歌。
And thank Brother Lawrence for choosing this hymn.
其实我们每一个人只是一个运河。
Every one of us is just a channel.
Yeah, 希望我们就是说三位弟兄和姐妹啊，我们见证的是耶稣基督。
May the three of us will only testify to Christ Jesus.
Yeah.所以那我就开始向弟兄姐妹分享一下我这次去非洲的这个旅程。
So now I will share my missionary trip in Africa.
Yeah, 如果我有时间的话可以分享一点我的动机，我与弟兄姐妹的鼓励。
If I have time, I will share my motives and inspirations and encouragement from brothers and sisters.
但是主要是放在就是我这次去非洲的就是我所看见的所听见的。
But my main focus would be on what I have seen and what I've heard during this missionary trip.
那我先介绍一下就是我去的地方 Kenya.
First of all, I want to give some introduction of the place where I went, which is Kenya.
Yeah, Kenya 的话是在东非。
Kenya is in Eastern Africa.
它边上的国家南边是坦桑尼亚，西边是乌干达，南苏丹，北边是埃塞俄比亚，我这个索马里。
So the country to its south is Tanzania, to its east is Sudan, to its west is Uganda, and to the north is which one is?
埃塞俄比亚，索马里。
埃塞俄比亚。
我去的地方就那个红框框着的地方叫做 Nakuru。
The place that I went is Nakuru, which is in the box that in the picture, the red box.
Kenya 实际上只有5000万人口。
Kenya only has 50 million people.
在世界上的话是。第大概是27位，在非洲的话第7位。
It is the 27th in the world and the 7th in Africa.
Yeah, 它是1963年独立的。
Again, it's independence in 1963.
但是它现在还是英联邦的成员。
But it's still a member of the Commonwealth.
它有两个官方的语言，一个是叫做基斯瓦哈里，另外一个是英文。
They have two official languages. One is Kiswahili, and the other one is English.
还是一个比较贫穷的国家。
It is still a country in poverty.
它主要是农业是它的主要占国民中产值的三分之一。
It is mainly an agriculture nation.
主要
the one third of the GDP is from agriculture.
Yeah, 主要是咖啡和茶叶。
Focusing on coffee and tea.
世界银行的话就是有一个统计，就是说他每人的就是每天大概$2.50 一天，这样的人的话就将近30%。
So the poverty headcount ratio is at $2.15 per day, and it's like 30% of the population is on this.
他的寿命的话是61岁。
The life expectancy is 61 years old.
这个国家统计的话是85%是是 Christian, 是基督徒。
So about 85% of the population is Christian.
将近11%的话是穆斯林。
About 11% of the population is Islam.
这个数据大家看来可能就觉得这很高。
If you have seen this statistics, you may think the population is high.
但是这个数据到底有多少意义?
But what does that actually mean?
因为 Kenya, Kenya 是一个民主国家。
Because Kenya is a democratic country.
它在前几世的大写的话都有死亡的人数都是上千到几千人。
As the death rate in the past was over thousands of people.
Yeah, 美国根据就是说皮尤研究中心的数据的话1990年30年前我刚到美国来的时候85%是基督徒。
According to the statistics, in 1990s, when I first came to the U.S., about 85% of people were Christians.
2021年，皮尤中心仍然统计是63%是基督徒。
According to the statistics in 2021, the Christian population was only 63%.
所以弟兄姐妹。85%也好63%也好到底就是说有多少意义
So brother and sister whether it's 85% or 63% we don't know the exact number of the population of the Christian
这个意义在于我们
It lies in us The meaning of it lies in us
Yeah 这是一个数据
It's just the statistics
那下面一张的话我们去是要有一些准备。
The next slide is on the preparation.
就是福音的准备，因为我们去传福音。
It's a gospel preparation because that's the purpose of our trip.
这个准备的话，要求就是要准备一个圣经的课程，然后的话是一个书叫做无字书。
We need to prepare Bible lessons, and the other thing we prepare is a wordless book.
Yeah, 我想就是说弟兄姐妹你可以看见就是说这个圣经的课程准备我写着的是神信守他的诺言。
The Bible lessons that I prepare is that God keeps his promises.
Yeah, 我想弟兄姐妹如果你看到那图的话你可以知道就是说这个信息是什么。
Brother and sister, if you see these pictures, you would see what's the message about.
Yeah.这个 wordless book 的话就是说无字书的话实际上是一本颜色的书。
This wordless book is a book of, with colors.
Yeah. 所以实际上就是这样。
This is how it looks like.
Yeah. Okay, 就是这样一本书。主要是通过颜色让孩子们就是了解到这颜色是 gold color, dark color, 就是金黄色深颜色红色我这个白色还有就是说蓝色绿色。
We use, different colors to indicate different meanings. We have gold, dark, red, white, and green.
Yeah. 那我就今天不细讲就是说这个 color 它要讲的就是说主要是什么样的意思。
I will not go into details regarding the meanings of each different color.
实际上我们教会的很多孩子都知道怎么样就是说用这个无字书传这个福音。
Many of the children in our church knows how to use a wordless book to share the gospel.
那我们接到下一页。
And let's move on to the next slide.
这是我们去的，就是说四个人。
Those are the four people that went on the trip.
Yeah, 一个是的话 ，Johnny 和 Sheila 他们是一个 couple.
Johnny and Sheila, they are a couple.
他们是夫妻。
They're a husband and wife.
完了以后，另外一个是 Michael.
Then this is Michael.
Yeah, 我在飞机上直接在 Houston 飞机上直接没有见到过他们。
I have never seen them before prior to this trip.
Yeah. 完了以后这个是 Sam, 他是儿童外国布道团的就是说当地的童工。
This is brother Sam. He is the person who served in the local church.
完了以后的话剩下的两个的话他们是一对弟兄姐妹一对弟兄姐妹对。
And the,
一个是弟弟一个是姐姐
The other two they are brother and sister One is a younger brother And the other is older sister
希腊姐妹的话，她已经我们去之前，她已经在非洲待了一个月了。她去了马拉维、坦桑尼亚，然后去了Kenya。
So Sister Sheila had been in there for a month before we got there. She has been to Malawi and Tanzania and Kenya.
她已经70多岁了。
She's already 70 years old.
Michael 的话，他是他是也是有工作，他是护理人员。
Michael also has a full-time job. He works in the medical field.
Yeah, paramedics.
He's in paramedics.
Yeah. 完了，他有六个孩子。
He has 6 children.
Yeah. Johnny 去之前的话，他刚刚做过就是说他的膝盖的手术。
Before Johnny went on this missionary trip, he had a surgery on his knees.
当然我的情况也比较特殊。
I also had a very special condition.
Yeah, 去世之前我父亲的话就是脑溢血。
Before I went there, my father had a
脑血栓。
Had a stroke.
Yeah. 完了以后就说我老丈人的话五月份的话也摔了一跤，就是脑出血。
In this May, my father-in-law also had a fall, and he also had a brain hemorrhage.
Yeah. 完了以后，我太太的话必须马上回去。
And my wife had to go back to China to take care of him.
Yeah, 我分享这一些的话，就是说，我们觉得很多事情，我们应该就是什么东西都很顺利。什么东西都就是好像在我们的掌控之下。
We usually take it for granted that everything should be plain sailing and everything should be under our control.
但是好像并不是这样。
But in reality, that's not the case.
Yeah. 那我们到下一个。
Let's move on to next slide.
我们主要是去学校。
So our main visits are on the pay visit to the schools.
我们去每天的话去5到6个学校。
Each day we will go visit 5 to 6 schools.
因为我们在那边只有一个星期，就是从星期一到星期六。
That lasts from Monday to Saturday.
我们基本上是早晨6:30到下午5点。
Usually it's from 6:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. in afternoon.
没有中饭。
We don't eat lunch.
因为有中饭的话，我们必须要 miss 掉一个学校。
If we had lunch, we would miss one school.
Yeah. 所以总共的话，我们访问了26个学校。
So altogether, we visited 26 schools.
这个学校的学生的话，他的多少不一样，500个到3000多个。
So the numbers of the students vary from 500 to over 1,000. 3,000.
完了以后的话，就是说有公立学校，我私立学校。
And the schools also include public schools and private schools.
我们给他们传福音的话，基本上分成就是说1年级到3年级、4年级到6年级、7年级或8年级。
When we share our gospel, usually we separate them by groups, depend on the grades: grade 1, 2, 3, 4 to 6, grade 7 and grade 8.
对低年级的话。特别是1年级到3年级，有的时候需要有翻译。
For lower grades, such as grade 1 through 3, we need the translations.
那我们到下一章，我给两个例子。
Let's move on to next slide, and we will look at 2 examples.
第一个例子实际上是一个私立学校。
The first example is with a private school.
这个学校的话，是我们去的最好的一个学校。
This is the best school that we went.
你可以看见，就是说一般来讲的话，他们的学校有一个大门，大门的一边的话是需要学校的名字，另外一边的话，他会写上他们学校的座右铭、他们的使命、他们的愿望。
So as you can see from the picture, on one side of the gate, it has the name of the school, and on the other side, it will have the school motto and their missions and their purpose.
所以可能你背后你们看不见，就是说这个学校的座右铭的话，就是进来学习，出去服务。
The school has a mission to serve. to be knit onto the society and to serve people.
Yeah, 完了以后他的使命的话他就说通过有纪律道德我精神的滋养在斗月文化无争的环竞争的环境中充分发展学孩子的权利。
The mission is to develop this, I'm sorry, I can see. To provide the quality education to develop this child.
Yeah. 完了以后就是说你可以看见给他们传福音的时候他们孩子在书包里面大部分孩子都有圣经。
And when we went to share gospel, most of the children, they have the Bible in their school bag.
Yeah, 他们拿出圣经并且他们记笔记。
And they would take out their Bible and they would take notes.
一般我们来去动学校就是说传完福音以后我们就回到校长的办公室或者他们叫做 head teacher, 就是老师的头我们有一些交通。
After we share the gospel, usually we will gather together in the office of the principal or the head teacher's office.
我确实用的是交通因为他们那边的大部分老师和校长都是基督徒。
I use the word fellowship because most of the teachers and the principal, they were Christians.
并且我们可以一起祷告我们给他祷告他给我们祷告一起祝福。
We also pray together. We pray for one another and we bless each other.
这是很平常的事情。
And it's very usual for us to do that.
Yeah. 那就是到下面一个。
And then let's move on to next slide.
下面一个的话是公立学校。
The next slide is about a public school.
公立学校它这个学校的就是说它的座右铭的话学习服务。
The motto of this school is to learn to serve.
Yeah, 完了以后他讲的就是说有一个叫做就是他们的 core value, 就是他们的就是说主要的价值观。
The core values, it shows the values that they uphold.
这地方讲到就是爱、正直、责任、尊重、合一、和平、爱国、社会公平。
As we can see, it's love, integrity, responsibility, respect, unity, peace, patriotism, social justice.
还有另外一张图片的话，就是这次的话，因为我分到四到五年级，实际上有1000多人。
So this time I was focusing on 4th to 5th grade. There are about 1,000 kids.
Yeah.在的孩子很不一样。
The children here are very different.
我可以看见，就是说，最后的话，就是很多孩子就是说举手接受主。
As you can see from the picture, in the end, a lot of the kids they raised their hands and accepted the Lord.
因为我们出去到 Houston 去传福音的时候。我们结束以后信主的人我们会给他大概就是说一本新约书或者是约翰福音。
When we share the gospel in Houston, usually after we share the message, we will give out the book of New Testament and book of John.
Yeah. 但是那边的话那一个姐妹那一天就是说我们星期天晚上看见以后，因为那时候我第一次见到他，我就问他，我们就是说接受主以后怎么样跟他们有一些交谈。
So on the Sunday night when we saw the sister, I asked, so what shall we do after we share the gospel? So we were fellowshipping about what to do after we share the message.
他说都美国不一样，你什么都没有给，你什么都不能给他们。
She said, this might be different from what you did in America. You cannot give them anything.
Yeah. 那我要我觉得这个是一个很难过的事情，就是说这个人接受主了。完了以后呢，也没有给他一本 Bible， 也没有就是给他任何东西。
It saddens me because this person has accepted the Lord, but we can't give them anything. In the end, I kneel down and pray for them.
所以这小孩子都不一样，他们老师一跪下，他们全都跪下。
So those children are so different. When the teachers kneel down, and they all kneel down.
你不用叫他们。
You don't have to tell them.
因为在学校，因为在有的时候我们在教室里面，啊，教室里面因为人很多，他们坐得很挤。我说你们，我也跪下，你们不需要跪下。
Sometimes when they're in the classroom, it may be lack of room and space, so I told them you don't have to kneel down.
所以，但是他们还是跪下。
But they kneel down anyway.
要，时间已经到了，我要快点。
I have to speed up because of the time.
啊哈，完了以后下一张。
Next slide.
啊，下一张的话，我就可以看，就是说啊，这是另外一个，他们就是说他们的就是说主要的价值观。他第一个就是说一个需要，他就说敬畏神。
This on this slide you can also see their core values, and mainly they focus on the fear of the Lord.
啊，完了以后他们有个课程表，课程表的他们的那个 CRE 的话，实际上就是 Christian Religion Education.
As you can see from their schedule, the CRE stands for Christian Religion Education.
完了以后这些的话是在他们墙上就是这样刻在那上面的。上面有就是恼怒存在愚昧人的怀中，还有智慧甚极高，非愚昧人生受论及。
As you can see, those words are on the wall. It says, "Anger rests in the bosom of fools. Wisdom is too high for a fool."
Yeah, 他们那边还实行这个鞭子。
And they still use the whip.
Yeah, 我想我们从中国来都知道这是什么。
And I think many Chinese people know what that is.
至少我这个年龄的。
At least for people of my generation, my age.
还有一个的话，我特别把这个照片在这，这是一个牧师的儿子。
This last picture that I want to show is the son of a pastor.
他送我们去一个地方，就是我们有两个小时的接机，他让我们去看一下，就是一个风景。
When we had 2 hours in between our activities, he drove us to see a scenery.
Yeah, 他开到高速公路边上，他就停住了。
When he was driving on the highway, he all of a sudden he stopped the car.
他说，我有一个习惯，就是说上高速公路之前，我带着人出去的时候，我需要祷告。
He said he had a habit. If he had someone riding his car, he would stop the car and pray.
他就为我们祷告。
Then he prayed for us.
还有一个话，你可以看见这些孩子他十分的阳光。
And you can see those children have a very sunny personality.
我们的孩子在美国的孩子都想装酷。
Our children here in America, they all want to play cool.
Yeah, 真正的酷的话，把你心里面那东西表现出来，那才是酷的东西。
The real cool right now should be showing what's really inside of you.
那快点到下一个。
Let's move on.
实际上那边还有很多的穆斯林。
And actually, in there are also many Muslims.
在这个照片的话，就是我离开之前与他们一起祷告，就是给他们祝福。
This pictures here show the time before I left. I pray for them and bless them.
你可以看见穆斯林的孩子，他们的表现是不一样的。
You can see the Muslim children are different.
你可以仔细去看。
If you look carefully.
Yeah, 但是就是说，至少有两个穆斯林，就是说，复召的时候，两个就接受了主。
At least there were two Muslim when we call when we give them the call out, and two of them accept the Lord.
一个是很背后在那一边，另外的话是在这个。
One is you can see at the far back, one is kind of in the middle.
我的 我的体会的话，跟穆斯林传福音的话，你要一个一个的。
My conclusion is that when you share the gospel with Muslim, you have to talk to them one on one.
啊，完了以后再下一张。
Let's move on to next slide.
Yeah, 这是星期六，我们上午有时间就参观了当地的一个教会。
On our Saturday morning, we had the time to visit our local church.
啊，当地教会星期六的话，就给孩子提供一些，这是比较贫穷的地方，给他们孩子提供一些吃的。
This is in a relatively poor area, so in this church, they give the children food on Saturdays.
完了以后给的。给这个妈妈们或者年轻的妇女的话，给一些生活的必需品。
They also give young moms or young women some necessities, daily necessities.
Yeah, 完了以后他们离开的时候，给每人分一袋，大概2磅到3磅的这个面。
Before they left, they usually give them 2 to 3 pounds of food, flour.
啊，完了以后下一张。
Next slide.
Yeah, 完了以后弟兄姐妹就是说有一些需要我祷告的请求。
And there were some need or prayer requests.
Yeah, 有老师就是个人的就是提出来需要有这个带学校的话，有这读研式的练习本、蜡笔、带图片的就是教材。
Some of the items we request coloring books, crayons, teaching materials with pictures.
啊，打印机。
Printers.
为没有经济资助的学生提供午餐。
And to sponsor lunches for students without financial support.
因为很多学生的话，有些学生的话，他中午没有午餐。
Because some children they don't have lunch.
啊。完了以后就是这个星期六去的那教会的话叫做Peacemaker Fellowship, 和平使团团契。
The church we went on Sunday is called the Peacemaker Church.
他们的话呀要就祷告为他们的就是在这个贫穷地区的事工。
They also request us to pray to help them finish the church building.
在经济上的话就是帮助他们完成就是这个他们建的教堂。
And to, for their ministry and finance, help to finish the church.
Yeah, 对不起最后一张。
The last slide.
Yeah. 回来以后我有点思考我挑战。
I want to talk about my reflections and the challenge.
实际上美国最需要福音。
As a matter of fact, America needs the gospel most.
Need it badly. 这地方讲到就是说，以耶和华为神的那国是有福的，他受拣选为自己产业的那民是有福的。
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He chose for His inheritance.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常说美国是以基督教立国的国家。
Brother and sister, we often say America is a Christian nation.
那没有错。
It is true. It's correct.
那反映的是那个时代的弟兄姐妹，我美国人民。
It reflects the time back at that time, the people at that time.
那我们反映的现在是什么光景？
So what is our situations?
在马太福音第三章第九节说，这是主耶稣对法利赛人或撒都该人说的。
Then in book of Matthew's chapter 3 verse 9, this is what Jesus said to the Pharisees.
他说不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗，我告诉你们，神人从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
And do not think you can say to yourself, we have Abraham as our father. I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham.
是我们，不是借故的先祖。
It's us, it's not our ancestors.
美国的学校这一个很可怜的光景。
Right now, the situations of American schools are very bleak.
Yeah. 我的感觉美国学校就像这地方讲的，好像粉色的文谋外面好看，里面它装满了死人的骨头，我一切误会。
My feelings towards my thoughts about the schools in America is like the whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean.
去看美国学校现在教的是什么东西。
If you can go look at what's being taught in American schools.
教的主要的是种族歧视、同性恋、变性，还有什么？
It's talking about racism, about homosexuality. What else?
Yeah. 所以我想弟兄姐妹，我们需要起来。
So brother and sister, I think it's time for us to rise up.
Yeah. 希望你有时间为我们的学校祷告，甚至你可以到学校里面去组织一个圣经学习的班。这是美国还是允许的？
I want to encourage you to pray for the schools, and you may even go to start a Christian club. This is allowed in the schools.
那我的交通就到这儿。
This is my sharing.
对不起，超时间。
I'm sorry, I went over my time.
大家好，很感谢神给我这次分享的机会。
Morning everyone. Thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to share my own experience.
我接下来要分享的，可以回答两个问题。
What I would like to share can answer two questions.
第一是我为什么在这。
First question is why I'm here.
第二个问题是为什么我还在这里。
The second question is why I'm still here.
对，当我在准备这次分享的时候，我发现我实在是拙口笨舌，我没有办法用言语来描述出神这些年在我里面做了很深的一个工作。
When I was preparing my sharing, I truly feel I was not eloquent, and I'm slow of speech and tongue. Therefore, I could not fully explain with words what the Lord has done in me.
我就分享几个点是关于我的经历，我希望能够大家彼此勉励，让神的旨意能够在我们每个人身上有道路。
I just want to share a few points through my own experience so that we can encourage one another, that way God's purpose will have its way on each and every one of us.
Okay. 我本科是在修顺大学，读的是酒店管理系，然后毕业之后神就带领我们去开了一家非常小的餐厅。
I studied hotel management in the University of Houston for my bachelor's degree. After my graduation, God led us to open a small restaurant.
那时候从零开始，我们花了大概一年多的时间筹备到开始营业。那时候真是觉得举步维艰。
Since we started from scratch, it took us a year.To go from preparation to business operation. Back then, we struggled every step of our way.
但我真实的经历，神是一个有预备的神，也是在大小事情上看顾我们的神。
However, I truly experienced that God provides for us and He cares for us in big or small things.
在餐厅开始运营一年多以后，我知道我要跟着神往前去，但那时候我并不知道。是什么？所以我就开始祷告，就问神说：“神啊，我现在当做什么？我是要再开一家呢，还是我应该再去做一些其他的事情？”
A year after we started our business, I knew the Lord will lead us onward, but I didn't know to where and what. Therefore, I started to pray, God, what should I do right now? Shall I open another restaurant or shall I do something else?
直到有一天。我在家里听线上的西岸特会的直播，那时候我已经不记得讲员讲的是什么，但而且我也听不懂，因为是江守道弟兄在讲那个关于神永远的旨意。
Until one day I was listening to the live streaming of the WCCC, I could not remember exactly the message of the speaker. Neither did I fully understand the content. I just remembered that Brother Stephen Kahn was talking about the eternal will of God.
那时候我心里就有一个很强的感动要去读 UT Health， 但我那时候并没有办法分辨出这是出于我的自己还是出于神。
I was touched deeply inside and I feel I need to go to UT Health. However, I could not tell if it was my own will or the will of God.
那时候对我来说其实就是天方夜谭，因为我还在 Austin， 然后我需要去申请在 Houston 的学校，而且我本科没有任何生物或者计算机或者资讯方面的背景，根本不可能申请到的，除非有神迹。
For me, it almost seemed impossible, like a pie in the sky. I was in Austin, and the university is in Houston. Furthermore, I did not have any biology background from my undergraduate study. There is no way I could be accepted unless a miracle happens.
但那时候那个感动太强了，所以我就不得不放下我手上的事情，然后就去打开了电脑，我就开始搜索 UT Health 的网站。
But the feeling was too compelling that I had to pause everything else that I was doing and to start looking at the website of UT Health.
那个网站上我看到一个我非常感兴趣的专业，是叫生物信息学，但这个专业其实跟我本科学的专业跨度太大了，我心里面实在没有信心。
On their website, I saw a major that I was truly interested in.which is biomedical informatics. However, because this major had very little to do with the major of my undergraduate study, I truly had no confidence.
但我还是开始着手准备考 GRE， 开始准备各种申请的材料。
However, I still started preparing for the GRE test and all the application materials.
但是也是出于我没有信心，所以在我开始准备这些材料的时候，我也着手准备了修大的商学院数据分析的专业。
It was also due to my lack of confidence. I also applied for the data analysis in the business school of the University of Houston.
那时候我觉得，如果我没有拿到 UT Health 的 offer， 至少我有一个备选方案。不至于那么丢脸会被我爸爸妈妈嘲笑。
At that time, I was thinking, even if I did not receive the offer from UT Health, I could have at least have a backup plan. That way, it won't be so embarrassing, and I won't be laughed at by my parents.
但在苏大申请材料还没有交齐之前，我就已经收到 UT Health 的 offer。
I received the offer from UT Health before I submitted all my application materials to the University of Houston.
就是让我看到，其实虽然我非常的小信，但神依旧是信实可靠的神。
What I saw was even though I was of little faith, God was always faithful.
我当时心里很清楚，神要我回来 Houston， 读书并不是我最主要的目的。神来是要我回来能够在神的家里有一点点的服侍。
I knew clearly then that God wanted me to come back to Houston not for the purpose of resuming my study but for serving him in his own house.
那时候我知道这个专业跨度太大了，而我并没有提前上过任何相关的课程。我知道 我即将要面临的挑战会有多大。
Because of my previous major was so vastly different, and because had never studied any similar courses, I expected to encounter greater challenges.
那时候我真是觉得，不管多大的挑战，我应该都有信心能够相信神会带领我过去。
At that time, I feel no matter how big the challenge would be, I was confident that God will lead me through all of them.
直到我上了一门 machine learning 的课程，每周都有一个非常大的project， 而这些对我来说工作量巨大，有时候我连作业的题目我都看不懂。那时候我真是，觉得如果能够在一学期内能把这些作业写完，那就是一个神迹了。
So the work until I study the course of machine learning, the workload of doing one machine learning project per week was tremendous. At that time, I could not even understand some of the questions of the assignment. And I feel it would be already a miracle if I could finish all those assignments.
在这些作业的面前，我的信心真是不堪一击。神真是借着这些事情让我意识到我的本相依然是如此的小心。
In front of all those assignments, my faith started to grow weak and to even stand a single blow. God used these things to reveal to me how I was and how little was my faith.
就像当时旧约以色列神的百姓在出埃及的时候，神用大能手把他们把水分开，让他们从红海走干地过去，他们开始赞美歌颂神。
It was like when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, God parted the water with his mighty hands so that the Israelites can pass through on dry land. They praised the Lord.
当到了旷野第一站没有水的时候，他们立即就忘记神是何等的伟大，有恩典的神，就开始发怨言。
However, when they reached the first stop in the wilderness, they soon forgot how great and gracious was the Lord, and they started to complain.
小时候我读这些旧约的时候，我就觉得以色列人真是太不好了，他们不相信神。
When I read the Old Testament when I was little, I thought the Israelites were not good because they did not believe in the Lord.
但神借着各样的经历让我看到，其实我真的还不如以色列人，甚至我觉得以色列人做的比我好的太多了。
However, through my own experiences, I saw that the Israelites in the Old Testament were so much better than me.
那时候神预备了一位不熟悉的弟兄来帮助我。
Back then, the Lord prepared one brother who came to help me.
那时候他的作业，我的作业他都会做，虽然他虽然他常常出现在我们小组的各样活动上面，但我从来没有意识到原来我们小组还有这个人。对。
He happened to know how to do all my assignments, even though he often came to our group gatherings. I never noticed him until the time he came to help me with my assignments.
神也借着这个事情让他跟我们更加熟悉，也让这位弟兄开始加入 RCGG 跟我们一起服侍。
It was also through this assignments that the Lord bring this brother among us and we can start to serve the Lord together in RCGG.
虽然这些事情经历的时候都很难，但是神真的是借着万事互相效力，叫爱神的人都得益处。
Those things were truly difficult when we go through them. But God caused all things to work for the good of those who love him.
做我们这一行的，就是要么生物很强，要么统计很强，最少也得编程很好。然而这三个我一个都不沾边。
In my area, you're either strong in biology or statistics or coding. But for me, none of this was my strength.
这些我以前一个都没有学过。但在我读研的第二年，我就开始在一个医院实习。
Neither had I studied them. In the second year of my graduate study, I started my internship in a hospital.
那时候我们做的是儿童的脑癌，然后我们处理很多儿童基因的数据。但那个工作对我来说又是又大又难的事情，对我来说就像一个在空中盖楼。
My focus was on brain tumor in children, and we dealt with a lot of genetic data among children. Doing a job like this was also like building a castle in the sky, since I had to start from scratch again.
我又开始从零开始就开始学这个，但那个带我的那个学博后，他就教了我一次，他就请产假了。
Then I had to start learning this from the very beginning, and my mentor who taught me once after she became my mentor she took her 3 month maternity leave.
所以之后那几个月都是我自己在摸索，然后那时候我是一边忙着实习，又要一边忙着学业，我就开始对未来有点迷茫，因为我手上的工作我一点都不会。我原本计划之后 要继续留在那个医院工作。
So in the following few months, I start to feel lost because I had to probe the way by myself. At that time, I had to do my internship and work on my study. I start to feel unsure about my future.
我在那个工作做了一段时间之后，我发现那并不是我想要做的。后来我就开始祷告，也跟老板聊了许多。那时候，老板其实非常的好，他说你可以边在这边边工作。
However, after working there for a period of time, I realized this was not the job that I wanted to do. But my boss was a very nice person, and he told me that I could work here while looking for another job.
但我祷告之后，我心里很清楚知道我需要辞掉这个工作。
But after I prayed, I knew clearly that I need to resign from this job.
但那时候对我来说，找新的工作我心里面真是没有底。
But I was so unsure about looking for a new job.
所以我在祷告新的工作的时候，一直祷告，直到我有从神而来的平安，知道说神有一个预备好的工作是在 Houston， 然后我就安息了，我就没有再为找工作忧愁什么了。
So I kept praying until I had the peace from God, and that way Until I knew that God has prepared me a job in Houston, then I had the peace and no longer worried about looking for a new job.
当我毕业，也毕业了，然后也做完了我的实习，我开始准备找工作的时候，就开始有各大公司都开始裁员。
Upon my graduation, I also finished my internship. As I started to look for a job, all the science and technology companies.Started to lay off their employees.
但那时候我知道有从神而来的平安，即便这些环境看起来都不太好，但我还是可以安心的等候在神的面前，然后并且做我当做的事情。
Despite those external situations, I still have the peace from the Lord. I can still quiet myself down to continue doing what I was supposed to be doing.
但大概找了大半年的时候。我开始陆陆续续收了许多的拒信，也越来越多的公司开始裁员。
Almost about half a year after, I received many letters of regret for my application, and more companies started to lay off their employees.
我身边就开始有许许多多各种不同的声音。
There were many voices around me.
有许多就劝我说，要不就找找其他地方的工作。或许神在其他地方有开路，你不要限制你自己。
People started to persuade me to look for jobs elsewhere. They said that God may prepare you another job some in other places. You cannot restrict yourself.
虽然我知道神要我留在这里，但当身边不再有人支持我，也不再有人能够理解我的时候，我的信心就开始动摇。那时候就开始变得煎熬了。
I knew God wanted me to stay here. However, when there were no one supporting me, no one around me was supporting me, my face started to falter, and it became a trying time for me.
但也是经过那段时间的经历，那我真实的感觉到活在一个永恒里面，并且是活在一个敞开的天底下。
It was also through those experiences at that time, I feel I was living in eternity.I was living under an open heaven.
神真的是借着这各种的环境，让我的信心经过试验。就像彼得前书所说的，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
It was also through all those.So all sorts of circumstances, my faith was tested. It was like what's said in 1 Peter, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which perishes tough tests by fire, may be found to result in praise, glory, and honor, and the revelation of Jesus Christ.
现在我真是为着这些经历感恩，因为我知道神所做的都是好的。
Now I'm truly thankful for what the Lord had allowed me to experience because I know all the work He does is good.
我现在的工作就是神预备的。
My current job is also prepared by the Lord.
那时候我第一次面试这个工作的时候，我那个老板就看起来很凶，也问了非常多很难的问题，我一个都没有办法回答上来。
So when I was first interviewed for my job, the boss was very mean looking, and he also asked me a great many difficult questions which I could not answer.
我当时觉得这个面试大概是没有希望了。
At that time, I thought I had no chance to get this job.
而这个工作也确实给了一个比我更加合适的人选。
And as a matter of fact, this job was given to a more suitable person.
但后来那个人拒绝了那个工作。
However, this person declined this job.
所以我就有了第二轮面试的机会。
Therefore, I had a second interview.
然后我就收到了 offer.
And then I received the offer.
在我找工作的时候，其实我的祷告非常的简单。
When I was looking for a job, my prayer was very simple.
我希望是一个医院的工作，处理的是医疗数据，并且是线下的，我能够去 office 上班的。
So my prayer is that I could work in the hospital dealing with medical data, and I could go work in the hospital.
但神所预备的真是远超过我所求的。
But God's providence is way more than what I pray for.
在我读研的时候，我读了许多的文献是关于精准治疗的。
When I was studying in graduate school, I read a great many researches on precision medicine.
那时候我觉得这才是癌症治疗的未来方向，然后我就对这个方向非常的感兴趣。
At that time, I feel this was the future of cancer treatment, and I have always been very interested in this area.
但我从来没有跟神求过这样的工作，因为那时候觉得是妄求。
But I never prayed to God to have a job related to this, because I feel it was just a wishful thinking.
原因有两个，第一，我没有学过任何关于基因的课程；第二，这类工作基本上是在 biotech company 才有的，而 Houston 基本上没有这样的公司。
First, I have two reasons. First of all, I have never studied any genetic courses. Secondly, the types of jobs are mostly only Houston barely has any biotech companies.
但这些其实神他都知道。
But God knows all these things.
所以我现在工作的地方是一个医院，其中的一个 department， 然后就是一个 mini biotech company.
My current employment is a department of a hospital, which is a mini biotech company.
我们所做的就是用基因蛋白组和代谢组来做癌症的精准治疗。
The work that we're doing right now is to provide precision medicine for cancer through using genomic, biotomic, and metabolic techniques. Sorry.
现在工作对我来说是一个非常快乐的事情。
I greatly enjoy my current job.
为此我也非常的感恩。
For which I'm very, very thankful.
但这个工作对我来说又是一个在空中盖楼的事情。
But this job is also impossible. It's like building a castle in the sky.
但是神居然为我成就了，那我能够留在 Houston 跟教会和 RCGC 的大家能够一同服侍，一同成长。
But the Lord has made it possible. I stayed in our church in Houston and have been growing with the RCGG group.
就像耶利米书33:2-3所说，成就的是耶和华，造作为要建立的也是耶和华。耶和华是他的名，他如此说，你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事情，指示你。
It's like what's said in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 2-3. This is what the Lord says, He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is His name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know.
虽然我不知道在这个工作上我未来还会经历什么，但我知道我的救主活着。 它远超过这一切。
Even though I don't know what might happen in the future regarding my job, but I know my Savior lives, and He surpasses everything.
先分享几节圣经啊。
Then thank the Lord. First of all, I want to share some scriptures.
Yeah. 是《生命记》十一章，十八到十九节。你们要将我这话，记在存在心内，留在意中，系在手上为记号。戴在额上为经文，又要将这话，又要教训你们的儿女。无论在家里，无论坐在家里，行在路上，起来躺下起来，都要谈论。
Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 18 to 19. You shall therefore take these words of mine to heart and to soul.And you shall tie them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets on your forehead. You shall also teach them to your sons, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up.
诗篇十九篇第七节，耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心。耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
Psalm 19:7, the law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
各位平安，很感谢主，让我可以在这里为他做见证。
Peace everyone, thank the Lord that I had this opportunity to share and to testify for the Lord.
我叫刘涛，有人也叫我 Samuel 妈妈。
My name is Tao Liu. People also call me Samuel's mom.
我的儿子今年十三岁，在去年十一月六号受洗归主。
My son is 13 years old this year, and he was baptized last year on November the 6th.
在这之前，他经历了两次大的悔改和生命的翻转。
Before his baptism, he had two major repentances and a life-changing experience.
所以今天我要分享的是神在他身上的工作，还有就是见证神话语的大能。
Today, I would like to share the two times that God worked in him and to testify the mighty power of God's word.
我想我们中间许多人哈，就是在读圣经的时候。都有被主的灵摸到过。
I think, like many people among us, while we read the Bible, we were touched by the Spirit.
有的时候我们读到一节圣经，好像这节圣经正好是神要对我们说的话。
There are times when we read a verse, we feel this is exactly what God was speaking to our lives.
我们常常在读经的时候经历神的触摸。他会使我们，就是使我安慰我们，也责备我们，甚至是就是引导我们，
Sometimes when we read the Bible, we're touched by the Lord. Through His words, He comforted us. He teaches us, and also corrects us.
Yeah, 我今天所要分享的就是神这个神的话语在小孩子身上所做的。
What I want to share today is on the how God worked on in the children through His words.
像我们中间的许多孩子一样，Samuel 是生在教会、长在教会当中的。
Like many children in our church, Samuel was born and raised in the church.
读经、祷告、唱诗、赞美都是他生活的一部分。就是。
Therefore, Bible reading, praying, and singing hymns have always been part of his life.
所以呢，相信主，接受主， 都来得非常的自然而然。
Therefore, it was very natural for him to believe in the Lord and accept the Lord.
因为但是因为没有经历与神没有真实的相交，所以渐渐长大的时候，他就对这样的信产生疑问，甚至就是想要寻求证明。
However, because he lacks experience and a true communion with the Lord, as he grew up, he started to develop doubt for his faith. He wanted to seek proof of it.
他会问我妈妈，神真的还会对我们说话吗？
He even asked me, Mom, does God truly speak to us?
他觉得神不再对我们说话。那个时候对他来说，神是坐在天上，远远的坐在天上，与他没有什么关系。
He thinks God no longer speaks to his people. Back then, God was distant to him, seated in heaven and had no relationship with him.
尽管我在祷告的时候求神开他灵里面的知觉，甚至教他怎样去听神的声音，教他不单单用耳朵，用心，用灵去听神的声音。
Even though I pray to God to enlighten him in spirit, and I try to teach him to listen to God's voice, ask him to quiet himself down and to listen to God not just with ears, but with his heart and in spirit.
但是我所希望的事情，在我预计的时期内好像都没有发生。
However, none of the things that I have hoped for actually happened in the time that I expected.
直到2019年，疫情爆发，
It was until 2019 the pandemic erupted.
孩子们开始上网课，他所有的问题也像这个瘟疫一样的爆发出来。
And the kids start to have online classes at home, and all his problems flared up, just like the pandemic.
他开始上课的时候偷偷的看视频、玩游戏，然后也不做作业，对我也开始说谎。
During his classes, he stealthily watched the videos and played video games. He did not do his homework, and he even lied to me.
面对这样的状况，我感觉非常的无力又无措。
I often feel powerless facing such situations, and I did not know what to do.
感谢神啊，还好我们在肢体里面，在神的家中有许多弟兄姊妹的祷告扶持。
Thankfully, in God's house, we were supported by the prayers of many brothers and sisters.
我们的主日学是要求孩子每日读经的。
In our Sunday school, the teachers require the student to read the Bible daily.
老师也会检查孩子的读经计划表，读经进度表。
The teachers also check students' progress according to their Bible reading schedule.
所以我坚持让他按照主日学的读经计划来读经。
I insisted that he follow the Bible reading schedule to read his Bible.
他非常的不愿意。我就说，那我就和你一起读，你读一节，我也读一节。
He was very reluctant to read the Bible, and then I said to him, I will read the Bible with you. You read one verse, and I will read the following verse.
那天我们正好读到箴言十七章。
On that day, on one day, we were reading Proverbs 17.
我们就一节一节这样子读下来。轮到他读的时候，我就半天没有听到声音哈，我不知道发生什么事情，我就抬眼看他。
We took turns to read the Bible, and when it was his turn, I waited for quite a while and didn't hear his voice. Then I looked up at him.
他就低着头啊，真的是垂头向尾子啊，低着头，然后就是想要哭出来的样子。
I saw him lower his head, and he was about to cry.
然后慢慢的把那第二十五节读出来， 愚昧子使父亲愁烦，使母亲忧苦。
And then it took him a long time to read the verse 25. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her who gave birth to him.
然后他读完以后就开始抱着我哭，然后开始跟我道歉，在主面前悔改。
After he read this verse, he held me and he was crying. And then he apologized to me and he repented.
从那以后神就在他里面开了他灵里面的眼睛。
Since then, the Lord opened the eyes of his heart.
也开他灵里面的耳朵。
God also opened his ears inside.
他每次读圣经的时候就会有神的触摸。
And each time when he reads the Bible, he will be touched by the Lord.
就像他自己见证的一样，神，圣经不再是单单的字句知识，而是神向着他说话。
And it was also like what he shared in the testimony he shared. He said, Bible is no longer mere words to him, but through which God speaks to him.
后来在2022年夏令会期间，他经历一次更大更深的悔改和生命的翻转。
Later during the summer conference in 2022, he had a greater and deeper repentance and a greater life-changing experience.
我因为视力的问题，晚上需要他领着我从聚会厅回到宿舍。
Because of my poor eyesight, after the evening message, he had to help me to go back from the meeting hall to the dormitory.
他可能觉得好玩，就领着我乱走。那有台阶的地方他不告诉我，没有台阶的地方他做出下台阶的样子。
He thought it would be funny to mislead me. Therefore, when there were stairs, he did not tell me. And when there were no stairs, he pretended he was going down the steps.
我非常生气，我就在他背上就这样子拍了一巴掌。
I was so upset with him that I slapped him on his back.
但他里面很不服气。
He was very unhappy about that.
他觉得他只不过是给我跟我开一个玩笑，为什么我那么生气。
He was thinking he was only joking with me. Why would I become so upset?
回到宿舍以后，我就叫他读《申命记》27:15-18.
When we got back to our dormitory, I asked him to read Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 15-18.
他读到16节的时候，16节说到轻慢父母的必受咒诅，百姓都要说阿们。
When he read verse 16, cursed is the one who treats his father or mother contemptuously, and all the people shall say Amen.
他的声音开始小下去，我知道神在里面摸他。
His voice went lower and lower, and I knew that the Lord had touched him.
当他读到十八节说，你瞎子走岔路的必受咒诅，百姓都要说阿们。
When he read verse 18, cursed is the one who misleads a person who is blind on the road, and all the people shall say Amen.
他当时嚎啕大哭，泣不成声，真的是在神面前屈膝悔改。
He bawled and cried uncontrollably. He kneeled down and repented before the Lord.
感谢神。就从那以后他不再拿我眼盲这件事开玩笑。
Since then, he never made fun of me, made fun of my blindness.
他现在是一个很会照顾妈妈的孩子。
He now is really takes the initiative to take care of me.
就感谢主，我这个结果是在出乎我意料的。
thank the Lord, this is beyond my expectations.
那我自己只是想让他知道我我为什么那么生气。
At that time, I just wanted to let him know why I was so upset.
但是神借着这几节经文在他里面说话，使他里面产生出深深的懊悔。
But through those verses, God was speaking to him and allow him to be sorrowful to the point of repentance.
不得不感叹，神的话没有一句是不带能力的。
I was amazed to see that no word from God is void of power.
撒母耳身上的改变当然也离不开许多的祷告，甚至是流泪的祷告。
Samuel's change was also ascribed to the prayers, a lot of tearful prayers.
包括我自己的祷告，还有弟兄姊妹为他为我们家的祷告。
Including my own prayers and the brother prayer from brothers and sisters.
离不开在我身边帮助我们的弟兄姊妹。他们给我们许多的扶持，许多的属灵里面的帮助。
It was thanks to the help and support from brothers and sisters in the spirit.
他们的付出和摆上，不是偶尔的一次或者两次。
The sacrifice of brothers and sisters are not random once or twice.
是一年两年多年
but one year sacrifice of one year two years or many years
也不是一个两个来是许多的弟兄姊妹
and not support from brothers of one or two brothers but many brothers
感谢主虽然我们基督徒不是以做好事帮助人为我们行为的目标
I want to thank the LordThe purpose of our act is not just being good, but to help others.
但是，他们因着里面基督的爱，因着圣灵的带领，他们做了更多，也更有果效。
But it was also because of the love of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, what they do are more effectious.
我相信他们每一次的摆上，主都记在册上。
And I believe all the sacrifice God has taken notes for all of them.
这样的人在天上的赏赐是大的。
And God will remember all their sacrifice and they will receive great reward from heaven.
感谢赞美主，他没有撇下这小子中最小的一个。
I want to thank the Lord, he did not forsake the least among his sons.
感谢赞美主他做工直到如今。
I want to thank and praise the Lord. He still works until this day.
感谢赞美主，他向着他的百姓说话直到今日。
I want to thank the Lord that he still speaks to his people till this day.
他在我们中间实在是见证了丰盛的恩典和奇妙的大能。
He truly has witnessed his abundant grace and his great work among his people.
归荣耀给主，阿门。
All glory to God, Amen.